Ja, hallo, hier ist Felicia Herrschaft. Heute mit einer Sendung mit Agassi vor Bangura. Hey,
No,
how are
yeah.
you?
I'm fine.
Yeah, now we saw, but I think you were listening to the Sharman Combs Wall Street movie. And so today, yeah, we like to talk about your work and how you came to Germany. So the question is, something strange happened during this performance in New York on the Wall Street. A journalist came and tried to interview during your performance. Or what? What was that?
Well, actually, is something in me. Like when I'm doing my shaman performance, it's like I do it to me and the universe. At this moment, when I'm like doing my performance, I don't know anything what is going on, and I don't even be with myself. I'm always be with the universe. So at this time, when first of all, let me start. How comes to how I end up to be in New York with this shaman performance? I decided 2008 September to do a tour in United States. That was my first time to be there, and I planned it for a long time to say, okay, I'm going to do the cross country in United States. So I start first my journey in I start first to Los Angeles, LA, which a student called Kartik Pandial. Big shout to you over there if you're listening now in LA. So I saw my performance in Cologne, and it was very exciting about this performance. He said, you should come to LA and you should do this in LA. It's very, very important for you, especially like the Hollywood. Say it will be very, very, very important for you. So I get a connection with him, then I come over there. So first, I start in Hollywood. This performance, this was well successful, which took like 35 minutes performance there with my shaman using fire, putting my body white. So with having the raffia on me, this grassy you can see on the in the YouTube video. And from I do this shaman performance in Hollywood, and from there I got an invitation to do it in Wildlife. It's a place in 7th Street. They call it Wildlife, which is a place, you know, as you heard the name Wildlife, it's really all kind of things is happening there. So I did a performance there also, which was so successful. Then spent 1 week in LA, and from there I took this big trip with a Greyhound bus, which is kind of, I can't call it dangerous bus, but it was really a weird trip to New York, you know. And on my journey, there was something happened, but Kartik Pandial was afraid to tell me, really, because I came with this motivation to go to move this shaman tour in the United States. So he was there giving me the motivation together with his friend called Barry. They all gave me this motivation, said, go for it, go for it. It's really, really important for you, you know. So I went through this cross country, went to Vegas, but Vegas, I did not do it there, and went to Utah, you know, on the way going. So immediately we reached at Kansas Junction, Kansas City Junction, you know, you name them now on the way. So arriving to Denver, then I tried to surprise the people in the bus station, tried to do the performance there. So I was blocked by the security, you know, they don't want me to continue the performance. They said I'm kind of scary, you know. And afterwards, people like it, so they just, it's like the reaction was first negative, and after, everybody want to see how I do this performance. Then from there we move on to St. Louis. From St. Louis we go to Champaign. Then I went to Chicago as well. I did it there at the beginning as well. The reaction was poor. Like people like, I mean, the poor reaction. Like people was like kind of scared because like I don't inform you what I'm when I'm coming to do my performance. It's something really in me, you know. I don't program where I'm going to do it. I don't make it like a universal movie or so. It's like I just do it on myself, you know, where I feel and where it's so not looking for comfortable or so. So I start doing the movie. I start doing the performance. And sorry about that. I know you got cold, Felicia. How is your screen recovering? Sorry for interrupting.
I was interrupting.
No, talking to the audience now. Sorry for interrupting. So, okay, go on again. Again. Have you finished?
Yeah. Okay. I close the mic.
Okay, then I continue now.
Please. Oh. And you were always like a shaman, going through the Greyhound bus to all these cities?
All the city, yeah. Always in the shaman, yeah. But sometimes when I'm in the bus, you know, I be normal. You cannot see me as a shaman. Just move out and surprisingly say, oh, this was my neighbor and my boss. Who is this guy? You know, oh, okay, it was you, you know. So this kind of reaction that really, really I want to see people how they are doing, like, you know. So Chicago as well, as I was saying, the reaction was kind of scary to the people, and then the security stopped me as well, and they tried to move me out. Then I come out to the street, and I did the population get out on me and making photos, asking me where I'm from. I said I'm from a small piece of country called Sierra Leone, which is 4 million population. But because of the war, it's reduced again, and we were having a civil war, which I will come and talk about later. So,
yeah.
So let me just continue again with my shaman performance in the United States.
Yeah.
So from Chicago and get down to Maryland, Pittsburgh. You know, I don't even know how to call them again because a lot of cities I move around. You know, and I end up in New York, which was my destination, last destination, where I really bombed it out, you know. Then with the connection with Patrick Kandel and with Louis, big shout to you over there in New York. Louis, I will never forget you because you also put Maria as well, the girl from Portugal. You put a lot of motivation in my work, in my project when I was there. So I met with him and tried to show me a place where really it's really good to do. I told him, I say, okay, it's good, but really, I don't want to like do something like for like to moving the people out, but it's like want to do something on my own. So first of all, we went to Union Square, where I do the wonderful performance as well, which was really successful. I think all my performance was really successful. It's like after this one, I've just thought the other one is more successful than the other one. So I did a performance there.
What do you mean by successful?
What I mean by successful, like, you know, a human being, if you try to do something, you want to try to be someone, you know, then, you know, and as an artist, sometimes you do some work, you don't know what you're doing, you spend your time, spend your motivation, your everything, all your strength in it, you know. At the end of the day, you finish doing it, and you did not see no reaction to yourself. So this is, you call it like, this is not successful for me, because like the way I want it to be, it could not be that way. But if you end up to have a good turn up, and you see exactly what you're doing, you are happy with it, and with the happiness from you, you see it from the reaction of the people. So for me, I call that as a success, because I have finished what I want to do, and with happiness, and the reaction was positive, so I call it as successful.
Yeah.
Okay. So after doing this performance the same night in Union Square by 14th Street, New York, and I got a call as well to a student colleague called Zach, which is in Brooklyn. They have this kind of pub, which is all in this pub. I don't even know the name again of this pub, but it's kind of a place where the performance was going on. And they say, hey, Agassi, you should come over here in Brooklyn. There's a performance here. You should come here and do this performance. It's really, really important. So, but I don't know there how to go there. But I was having my friend Louis. Louis said, okay, I know there. I get the connection with the metro, and we went down there. And I did it as well. Did it there as well. And from there, the next day, which was the big time in America, this financial big crisis, which everybody is like, I don't know, everybody was in jeopardy, you can call it that way. And, you know, so I said, okay, now I'm going to the Wall Street to this performance there. And Maria said, wow, I said, that's good, that would be great. So it's like when I saw the population was so huge, you know, everybody's there, all kind of people is there, you know, want to know what happened with this financial crisis. And I said, okay, now my Shaman performance will come and shake Wall Street. I will shake Wall Street with my Shaman performance.
Yeah.
I saw the police, saw a lot of security. I said, I'm not going to take permission to anybody. Just come in there myself, sit down there, the crowd, take my cloth off, dress up, you know. So I just appeared to the people. And what's surprising, like, who is he? What is he doing here? An African? What, where is he from? And so on, you know. But as I can hear them talking, but, you know, when I'm seeing them, I see the reaction, how it is. So, like, immediately I get into myself to the universe. So the performance was going on. And just back to your question you asked me about the journalist was trying to ask me and all these kind of things. At the moment, I cannot even see the journalist who is coming to me. I cannot even know what he's trying to talk about, because I was in my performance and I can't be able to react in anything. I just, my reaction is on my performance. Everything I'm doing is on my performance, which is very important to me, which is, that was my dream to go there and do it. And so end of to interrupt me, but I can't say anything.
Yeah, that was just really penetrant how he was walking around you.
Yeah, walking around, yeah. So he tried to put the mic into my mouth, and what come over my mouth is just shouting. I'm just shouting, whistling the whole time until the end of my performance. Like, you know, people are coming different way. I don't even know. It's like they cannot give me chance to do really, really what I want to do. But I was happy with it, because it's the kind of reaction I want to see, you know, negative or positive reaction. And after that, after finishing the performance, and that was the end of the New York tour I did. And when sitting down, then they came to me again and interviewed me. Now I have to explain about myself, explain about why I did it there and so on. So if you go to the Shamacom to Wall Street, you go to Washington Time, you will see some of the, you see most of the photos there, and you will see the article about me, which you can read, and then you know exactly what my move was. Yeah. Mm. So this is what the
Shamacom. So it came really an article out of it?
It came in an article out of it, yeah, as well. Wow. So you check on Washington Time, Shamacom Wall Street, you can see it there and read it. Then you can see some photos about me as well.
Yeah, and then, it was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube as well. You go to YouTube, Agassi Banks 1, then you can see the performance there as well.
Shamacom Wall Street.
Then the most important thing, again, came down to Frankfurt, back to my studio, to work to my university.
Yeah.
And we have this Rundgang, so I show this Shaman come to Wall Street, Shaman Brooklyn as well. End up to won a prize for €3,000, which was really
great.
Something that I really, really, really
When was
deserve.
It? 2008?
That was 2008. That was 2008, yeah.
Yeah.
2009, that was 2009, yeah.
All
2009,
right.
February 2009.
Really deep in financial crisis.
Exactly. After the financial crisis, can you imagine? I got €3,000 as an award prize winner.
So your shamanistic, zauber somehow did help.
I mean, yeah, it helped. Yeah, it helped. But, you know, I mean, it's not really for the money, but, like, I mean, when something comes in, you have to say it out, you know.
Mm.
It's about my art. Because I'm an artist and I'm doing something which is me.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you were born in Sierra Leone in
Bowtown is the second capital city of Sierra Leone. As I said at the beginning, Sierra Leone is a small piece of land, which, okay, now I'm coming to talk about Sierra Leone, my country. Sierra Leone is a small piece of land which have their independence 1961, April 27, the 50th independence. They're going to be this year. It's going to be a huge independence day, which, like, every part of the world where Sierra Leoneans are living can come down to Sierra Leone. But unfortunately for me, I don't think if I can come over for this independence, 50th independence, because I have to be in Australia, which I'm going to talk about again. I have to go and do my master absolutes. Okay, my master absolutes for my studio, for my university. So I can't make it.
But it's an independent day.
Yeah, independent day. That's a big day. Yeah, the man on this picture is Samuel Tumagai. That was the first prime minister in Sierra Leone. just after independence, he was selected to be the first prime minister, Samuel T. Magai.
Yeah.
Then after Samuel T. Magai, Albert Magai came in. After Albert Magai, Shaka Stephen, the first president.
Yeah.
After Shaka Stephen, come J.S. Momo, was handed over to J.S. Momo, then during J.S. Momo, then come the rebellion, 1991, after the war, and when the war was going on in Liberia, Charles Taylor, which is now in Den Haag, is on the criminal court crime, and brought this war to Sierra Leone, supporting with Foddy Sarkar, late Foddy Sarkar, which is now dead, and they came first at the east part of Sierra Leone. They said they're coming to give us freedom because we were tired of the government. Everything was like financial, everything was like going bad. So people was kind of want to agree with them, but later they changed. It's become a blood diamond, and everything was going anarchy. And after that, the Captain Strasser, which is NPRC, they came in and overthrew the APC government, and this is Shaka Stephen. And they overthrew the APC government, and they was there as well, the military government. They cannot do well, and within themselves again overthrew themselves. You know, then after we make the normal election, a democratic election won by Tijan Kaba also as well, or two times. Then after they make another election again, which is now ruling by Ernest Nkrumah. I think he's doing well for now, so I wish him all the best that he can make Sierra Leone much better before the 60s, yeah.
Yeah. You studied also art in Bo?
Yeah, I do art in Bo. I was in a school called Christ the King College. It's a Catholic school. So at the same time, I'm doing my artwork as well. I was dealing with photography, my shaman performance as well, until I finished my high school and came to... First of all, the war mixed us up, went to Guinea, Conakry, the neighboring country, came back again, and I stayed in Freetown from there. Get myself in in Germany. Then I was in Göttingen. Göttingen, this is in the north part of Germany,
yeah,
which is very close to, for me, if you come
to Kassel.
Close to Kassel. Yeah. Yeah, it's within Kassel and Hanover. It's a small university state, so there I do my language course. After my language course, then decided to do art because art is my dream the whole time. So I searched on the internet and I found out to see Stedel, which is really what I want to do, fine arts, free art and so on.
Yeah.
So luckily for me, I go to the website and I found it. I read about it, which was very fantastic for me, which is something really I want to do, which is a school I want, the best school, I can not say in the world, but it's one of the best schools in the world, which is very popular everywhere.
Yeah, and you were accepted in Mark Leckie's class.
Yeah,
so in the film side. Class. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I apply. Before I apply first, I call the secretary. This was Martina Cooper, was the secretary. Big shout to you, Martina Cooper. Hi to you.
Yeah, hi, Martina.
Martina. So I call her, and she explained more about the school to me and give me all the tip I can do my application. Then I apply to Mark Leckie's class, and I was successfully took. 2005, I was entered to Mark Leckie's class. And my first work I did, my first performance I did in my room, called it Fare. Fare, the meaning of Fare is my language called Susu. The meaning of Fare, we call it dance. Fare is dance. So I did this performance between myself and I show it on Rungang.
Yeah.
Then before I came to Stedel, first holiday visit to Sierra Leone, I make a photo, a landscape photo. I call it Europe Africa. It's on the webpage as well. If you go to UN Millennium Campaign, you can see this photo there. I make these photos because when I was up the air, I saw a small piece of land, which called Gibraltar. From Gibraltar to Africa, it's just like my feet. I can just turn my feet. And I got this inspiration that in this strait, you know, in German call it Meerenge, the straits. A lot of people, millions of people, dying every day from Africa to Europe just to have their living, to have their success. Because this is the way they think that when I come to Europe, I have my success, you know. So it's inspiration coming to me, and I make this photo, I make the footage about it, and I try to blow it up. So... I took this photo for the Anton Young Nacht der Musée 2006. So the photo was successfully sold, and I did it because I want to help the children in Africa which are suffering from hunger. And so half of the money go to the school for the material, and half of the money I have it, and I took some and I sent it to Africa to help the children there. And then this is one of my best work I have done, which is really, 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 really I like. And anytime I'm having an interview, I really like to talk about it because it's something which is really, really, really meaningful to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so how have you made it to come to Germany? I mean, it's really difficult, though, coming from Sierra Leone.
Yeah, it was really difficult. It was difficult to come to Germany because if you don't have money, you will not come to Germany. You know, so you have to save a lot of money, you have to make ways and means so you can get yourself. Europe as a whole is very difficult to come to Europe.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in Africa, you're not from
what
the...
What is it?
If you're African, you're not from the rich side, you never have the chance to come over here to do something like what I'm doing now,
yeah,
which I wish all people who have this motivation to have this chance to come over here to see how it's, the difference is.
How have you made it?
How did I made it? I made it just like the way people made it. Buy my ticket, apply. Buy my ticket, get into the plane,
okay,
then I get here. There's no magic I did to get here. I just made it the right way how to get here, and I get here because my motivation is to come and study, so I made it to come and study here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, sometimes I like to ask this question. Could you remember the time when you started the first time about doing art? Could you remember the time before you started to study art? I mean, what was it, becoming an artist for you?
What you mean, like what artists mean to me?
Yeah, becoming an artist.
To becoming an artist, it's a nice question you ask me. To becoming an artist for me, it's a kind of enthusiasm to me, which is a dream, which everybody as an artist have it in himself that... To become an artist is self-confidence, proud to be it. You know, it's kind of difficult, really, because you might think and at the end of the day you said, okay, I should do something else. Well, for me, to make me artist, it's something big to me, something very important to me because it's my life. So, art to me, it's my life and it's my everything, and I can take it any part of the world, anywhere.
Yeah. So when you are now going to Australia, what are you doing there?
Project? The same project I did in the United States, which I do this cross country. This is the same thing as well I want to do in Australia. But it's going to be different because I want to go and work with the Aboriginals, which are the same people like me, which I'm going to find them anywhere they are living. I want to live with them. I want to work with them. I want to mix with their culture, do something with them, and share my own artwork with them. Whatever what is difficult there, I want to undertake it. So it's not like moving around, dropping anywhere, doing performance. It was like doing something with them as well, to know their own culture and to know how they are living and how they feel about that, and to share my own, because we are the same people, because I'm not from the good part, like I'm not from the luxurious part. My life was really hard when I was small, and I lost my father a long time ago, and my mother was really working hard for me to be somebody today I am, which I'm proud of. And big shout to my mom. She's here as well with me, and she's at home now. And
In Germany?
Yes, no, she's in Germany, yeah. And she's in Germany right now, and I'm planning to go with her together to Australia.
Really?
Exactly, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, this is exactly what I want to do. So, it's like, first of all, my first destination going to be Perth. Then from Perth, I'm going to Sydney. From Sydney, I'm going to Melbourne. From Melbourne, I'm going to Tasmania. Then likely going to New Zealand as well, to Auckland.
And to Alice Springs?
Sorry?
Alice Springs?
Alice Springs, I don't know, but maybe when I reach there, then I see exactly what I can do, because first of all, this is my plan, but maybe when you go there, the plan changes, so, because it's for 3 months, and 3 months is a long reach to like achieve whatever you went for.
And how will you travel, by plane or by bus?
Well, if I reach there, I think I want to travel by bus. Because if I travel by plane, then I don't see anything. I will just see the landscape. I'm going to travel. I'm going to use the buses. If there's a buses going, I'm going to use the buses. Because I don't know their transportation system. But if the bus is going, I have to use the buses.
Yeah.
But from here to Perth, first I'm going to go by plane. From Perth now to all Australia, I'm going to use buses.
So probably we play this jungle and fishing.
Oh, yeah, jungle and fishing, yeah.
It's also on YouTube.
Also on YouTube.
Yeah, that was fishing. So what?
Jungle and fishing.
Jungle and fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
So what? It's interesting to see you like performing fishing and hunting.
And jungling, yeah.
Jungling.
Yeah, that is...
Was it German forest? Or?
That was in the forest in Germany here. They call it place Basque. But Kosen is between Leipzig and Halle. That was somewhere around in 2006, 2007, something like that. It's 2006, yeah. So Paul Riskin in Stedel in film class. Big shout to you as well. And he wanted to do some performance in the hall. He wanted to make some performance movie, which he called it Black Jesus. So it's like it took artists from all over the Germany, Berlin, Hanover, wherever, and he has asked me to come over there to do something as well with them, which we have to spend like 10 days in a camp. So I found it very interesting. I said, okay, that was sometime in 2007, 2006. So I said, okay, fine, interesting. So I went there and we do it. So I was in this forest and I said, oh my God, this is a place really, because it's like, this is where I do my performance. I don't plan it. I come in some place and I see something to do. That's where I do my art. I just come over me and I did. So I saw the place and I feel myself at home. It was cold, freezy. I took everything off and I put myself in the jungle where, and I tried to jungle something around that I imitated, you know, like imagination, using my imagination, I'm trying to jungle around. If you can see me on the video, you might not know what I'm doing with my jungle, but I know exactly what I was looking for, and I found it. That was the jungle. And the fishing as well, it was raining, cold and raining, and I imagine myself, I can do a fishing. There's a water here. So, doing my fishing. If you watch the video as well, you can't see fish, but I was seeing the fish, and I was fishing it. Yeah, so this is something I can talk about, the fishing and jungle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. And you made also a performance in Morocco.
Oh, yes.
That is also an interesting
video
work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was last year, June 2010. And Morocco is not a part of Africa. They have some kind of mountains there, which I said, if Shaman did a performance in the snow, then Shaman can do a performance also on the mountain. So this is why I moved to Morocco to do my Shaman performance there. On this performance, it was very nice to me, and I did it well, and really happy about it, because I start from down the hill and down the mountain and I go right up. So it's a new material. With the first place I show it on at the university.
In this Garden of Ilia.
Garden of Ilia, yeah. That was the first place I showed it. I think that was the first and last place I showed it. And that was
Well in this tower.
Exactly. It worked very well in the tower. So Felicia can say more about it because I showed it there. And so this is why I'm like, as I plan, I want to do my Shaman all part of the world, all over the world. Not like each and every countries, but each and every continent have to taste. I have to feel the moving of Shaman, that my Shaman can move all over.
Mm-hmm. You're shamanistic.
My shamanistic, yeah.
How would you describe your shaman identity?
Well, as I was talking from the beginning, like, it was plain self-explanatory to see me in my shaman performance. So it's like it doesn't have any description, because all of us know what a shaman is. Kind of a society in my country, which is cannot call it secret society, but it's something that which is not in a religion as well. It's I can't call it as well as voodoo. People think as voodoo, you know. It's something which is plain self-explanatory. Which you can see a grassy man, empty body, white paint, you know, performing to himself and the universe. So that's the only thing I can describe about the shamanistic.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, it's a mixture of different influences.
Influences, exactly.
It's like, could be also cannibalistic.
Exactly. So that's why it's a plain self
explanatory.
Kabbalistic. It's a plain self explanatory. So when you see it and you judge it your own way, if anything doubt, then you meet me, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We have another one. It's this reaction on mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, should we?
Reaction on mine, yeah.
Should we try this also?
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Reaction on mine.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a performance where you played maybe the wild at the river somehow.
Yeah, that is I call this performance reaction, and sometimes I'm provocative anyway with my artwork. I mean, because I want to see the reaction of the people here in Germany. Sometimes people have too much stress, people are cold, and you know, they go to the river, sitting down there, you know, have a lot of imagination and a lot of thinking and so on. So I said, okay, I need some distraction, you know. I mean, it just come over me to say, you can do this performance in the mind and see how the reaction of the people, how it will be. And the first people, as you can hear the drumming, the reaction was cold. And the second one, with this woman, was reading her book. And I don't know what really was happened to her at that moment. So I start playing with Mancora. And while using Mancora, and she start to shift away from me. And I start to move to her. And they start to move away from me, start to move to her. So it's like it was going like that, stopping her not to read. And she doesn't want to pay attention to me. So I try to go closer. Then from there, I met these young generations, which they were from this Romanian Santon, lying down there. They are very happy, so immediately I sit down with them. So they was even trying me, they even want me to teach them how to do Mancora. So it was like, for them, it was really, really happy. Then I meet this two partners as well, it's like 50 to 60 years range of age. So the man was like very aggressive at the beginning, trying to ask me, are you out of your mind, get out from here, you know, like using word. But at the end of the day, he cannot be able to withstand it. He have to join me together by playing that is to perform with me as well. Then meet the next party as well. They did not even watch at me, they did not do anything. So this was the reaction I want to see. So, and I did the same performance in Istanbul, which was really, 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 the reaction was really positive anywhere, you know. start doing my performance, they join me together, we do it together. So I see the difference now within the reaction here and the reaction over there.
So it's like an ethnographic study that you did on these reactions.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, if you having this more traditional clothes, so somehow you want to bring up our prejudice about Africa and how you're testing reactions, probably?
Oh, yeah. From your question, yeah. I was with my African traditional in different performance area, in different kind of traditional dress, but it doesn't specify anything. It's just like the instrument I'm using is African instrument, and so decided to use my traditional appearance, and it's something really I want to see the reaction of being an African man coming to Europe, staying there, and happy modern people himself there. So I want to see how the reaction is coming. So this is why I did it that way, with my African traditional dress, but it's not anything specified on the dressing and the performance.
Yeah, so it's a mixture. It's like a mixed culture.
Yeah, it's a mixed culture, yeah, exactly.
But we don't know.
exactly. You don't know, because I did not come and explain, this is I want to do and want to be like this, then it's not going to be, for me, it's not going to be like an art. It's going to be like a movie plan, like you plan to do something because it's also not planned. So this is why the reaction was like that. Maybe if I should have come and say, oh, this is a performance I want to do, you should stand there clapping for me, dancing for me, then it's not really, for me, it's not really an artist. So it's like, I just come over there with my colleagues called Cameron, who is living in Berlin now, also an African-American. So both of us just doing it. And my professor even asked me, who was filming you? And I said, Cameron was filming me. He said, oh, that's good, because if like,
who was filming you?
Cameron.
Ah, okay.
Cameron, you know him? You know Cameron?
Yeah.
It was sometime 2006, 2007 in Stedel. But now he's living in Berlin. He was a grad student in William Jero's class. So he was filming me. So McClecky said, oh, yeah, it's good. Because if like a white was filming you, it sounds some different.
Yeah.
But when you put black to black and doing it in front of white, and sound something really, really, really hardcore.
Yeah.
So McClecky liked it so much, and he really, really liked it so much. He said, you should do this one in England as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you should do it in England, definitely. It's really, really, really hard for you. So it's really good for you to do it in England.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In London. Yeah, because Sierra Leone was a British colony.
Colony, yeah, exactly. The British colony, yeah.
Yeah, so all this post-colonial stuff, it's really interesting that you are working this out as an artist. Much better than in theory.
Exactly. No, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I really find it so good to do my art here, to bring my art, my culture, to mix it here as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Your body is also very important for your artwork, or your relation to your body.
Well,
how it's trained.
Yeah. It depends, because most of my performance I used to do, I do it without clothes. There are some artists, they have to put on a costume. Cover their body to do their performance. But mine,
because he has work.
Exactly. But mine, it's my body. It's not like I'm trying to give my body out, but it's like it's in my performance, and this is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. If you think about a radio audience, what would you perform in a? For a radio audience outside, for example, if you would have only your voice, do you like to do something spontaneous?
With my voice?
With your body?
My voice and body. This is something that really, which I never did, to do a radio performance.
An invisible performance.
Yeah, it's invisible performance, because you can just hear sounds You can hear me screaming. You hear the sound in the background. But I think it's something which is, which maybe I will do it one day. But I never did. I always do my live performance. But maybe I will try it. Let me see. I will try it and listen to it so I can see how it will work.
Yeah. I saw another video from you where you are, dancing in front of other Stadel students. And you are dancing and dancing, and then something is happening. It was so...
Oh, you're talking about dance hall.
Dance hall.
Talking about dance hall, I have the DVD as well. This is a dance hall.
Do you want me to
talk about that work?
Was that your performance, or did she ask to do that performance?
They did not ask me to do that performance. I did the performance, and they told me to do the performance. Then something happened, and all of them was happy about it. So it's like, it's not a planned work. As I told you, I don't plan it. I want to do the performance. Say, okay, I want to do the performance, and I want to make a dance hall performance. I put the music on, doing my performance, and they were there sitting down. There was like an audience to watch me, but they cannot be able to withstand it, so they just trained me together, and then we did the performance. So,
but you were dancing, and you took them to dance, and it was like an R&B, whatever dance, like very sexualized.
Exactly. Sexualized. It's like dancing, and they want to join, but they can't ask me, can I join you or not? So I said, okay, then just come over here. Then all of us joined together and did this performance. So this is where this thing happened. So as I told you, when I'm doing my performance, I don't know exactly in this moment. It's me and the universe. Whatever happened here can happen.
But it was at the end so orgiastic. I mean, how does...
You mean about the pissing?
Was it pissing? I think not.
Yeah.
I think it was,
if you don't want to say
pissing.
It, I can say it. Pissing on them.
But they liked it.
They like it, yeah. You saw the
yeah, they were
video.
Really... They were really went crazy.
Went crazy. Even want to test it and, you know...
But I think you didn't piss. I would say...
Maybe I didn't, but I think I do so.
Have you done something else like that, or?
No, I think that was the only time I did this performance. I did not do it again. That was the first and the last time. Maybe I'll do it back sometime in some places.
Some places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always there.
Yeah. 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 Interesting. So, and you did also sing together with Ilya Karilampi, or he is...
Yeah,
he worked a lot on black music.
Yeah, me and Ilya work a lot. We work about music, work with videos together. It's Ilya is... Ilya, wherever you are right now, if you are listening to this radio, must know you have a brother here, you have your African brother here, which is always thinking about you. Ilya is one of the first friends I met in Stadel. We went together, we did the exam together, and since then, we're always working together, and we're sharing ideas to each other. A lot of places where he show his work, and he always bring me there to show my work. As well, I did the same thing. So we do a lot of music stuff. Some of his video performance, I perform there for him. And he's a brother to me. He's a real artist as well. And again, Klaus as well, which we did. Klaus Rasmussen.
Rasmussen
also in the film class as well. Big shout to you. We did this huge African fitness gym.
Oh, yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, that's right. I went to ask.
Yeah.
And, this African fitness that African was really fitness, very successful.
Exactly.
Hey.
Really successful.
Long time.
Everywhere. But
what was the idea with African fitness?
With the time constraint now, I can't talk about it because we got like...
Okay, wait. Doch. We can talk a little bit about it,
like,
because was it really possible to train it? I mean, it's really fictional, all this kind of African fitness that you train with, this kind of wooden stuff.
Yeah, wooden stick and so on, because it's like, in Western world, they use the machinery to build up their body, build up their structure, making themselves to be fit.
Yeah.
And which they pay a lot of money, a huge money for that one. And which in Africa, you don't pay a cent for it. You just go to the wood and fetch it out, do it yourself, and you see it, you can be really, 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 really healthy about it. So I decided to bring that one here in Europe, I mean, in Western world, not only Europe, in Western world, to show that whatever the machinery can do, you yourself, Felicia, we are interviewing you right now in the studio, you yourself can do it as well. You can go to the wood and cut this, put them together, and build your own gym for yourself.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so the idea about it, that is the idea which I thought about and shared it with Klaus Rasmussen, and we decided to collaborate to do it together, which was huge and successful. We did it also in Museum Tuam, Tans Labor,
yeah,
which the call was to show it there as well. And it's really, really, really a successful artwork we did. I can call it a sculpture, which really, 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 since now I did not have any critique about it, which I was getting called from everywhere, want to do it and to see how it is. And,
it will be shown somewhere else?
Yeah, I show it one place, after Stedel, and we show it at Museum Tuam.
Yeah.
Museum Tuam, Tans Labor. And which also I plan to show it as well in Australia. And I have to call Klaus and tell him about that one, which I'm going to show in Australia.
I think the Aboriginal will like it.
Not only for the Aboriginal, but this is what I already plan for to do. I'm going to do it in Melbourne.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to do it there in one of the museum. I don't know yet, except I reach there before I know where exactly I can do it. I can share it to the Aboriginals as well.
Yeah.
I can share it to them as well. Maybe both of us can do it together.
Yeah,
I can do a collaboration with them to do this African fitness gym.
Yeah. So for me, it wasn't so unfamiliar because I was always in a forest training.
Oh, okay. You was in the forest training, but you never know what kind of things can come out of the forest.
I'm still irritated by machines.
Okay.
But I will start kickboxing now.
Okay. Then
but the machines, I'm afraid of machines.
Now at least I show you, and now at least you have seen, you have seen now that when you're in the forest, a lot of things that you can take out of there.
Yeah.
So with the machinery, I cannot stop you not to go on the machinery, but try to do the wooden for yourself. Make it for yourself, build it for yourself. It's just a cement, pack them together. Then here you go. Before I finish, and I would like to give a big greeting to my lovely daughter, which coming on the wall.
Yeah.
The 6th of August. Which name is Amina Soraya Bangura.
Amina.
Yeah, I love you so much. And wherever you are, I love you so much. I'm thinking about you. Your dad is here.
Yeah.
Without you, maybe I should not sit down here. And big shout out to my best friend called Anna, which is living in Sachsenhausen. And another one called Frau Mauermeier.
Yeah.
Which is also, and to your two sons, Svens and Leon. Big shout out to you.
Hey.
Everybody.
Thank you very much, Agassi Bangura.
You're welcome.
Hey. Am Mikrofon und im Studio verabschiedet sich Felicia Herrscher. Bis bald.